Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I think we finally got it this time. So Facebook, red microphone, YouTube, green microphone. Facebook, hold on a second. All right, we should be good to go now. For some strange reason, Facebook decided to change my settings to private only, which is ridiculous because why would I get on a live stream just to stream to myself? So we'll see what happens. I think they're still doing the same thing. It's always something, man. Let me see something here, man. Come on, Facebook. Yeah, just come on, man. Let me do my thing. You know. But we're in here. We're doing what we can do. We'll see what happens. We got the audience. Invite viewers to your broadcast. We can share it, I guess, to a group or whatever the case may be. I'm not really too for sure. I know typically when I see it on Facebook, you know, it's just going live and I can see myself and I can listen to my audio. But we want to talk about it. We want to talk about it today. We want to talk about why do kids suffer during divorce. If I get one more interruption, I'm probably just going to cancel it for another time. But for the most part, here we are, right? Here we are trying to make it happen. And we're trying to figure out why do kids suffer during divorce. In my personal observation, one of the main things that I'm noticing is the reason why children suffer during divorce is because one of the two parents is trying to be extremely petty, right? Someone's saying, it always comes down to like a primary custody thing, right? Somebody wants full custody, sole custody. Somebody, I don't know which parent it is, it's most of the women, if we're being honest, they feel for some strange reason that all of a sudden, you're just not a good dad. You're not a good person. You're not the best. You're not the best father for this child. The moment you want to separate. Right? I mean, let me know. Put a one in the chat if I'm correct. You know, put a two in the chat if I'm incorrect. But for the most part, man, divorces get messy because the other person is not willing to settle it without being petty and being entitled. You're going to hear this from me. You're going to hear it from the court system. You're going to hear it from other people. The child is not yours. If you're in a legal marriage and you guys take y'all problems to the court system, what you're telling the court system is that you two can't work it out, so we're going to do it for you. This is why people become family law attorneys. This is why attorneys like make the big bucks, because they realize that there's somebody in this marriage, when it comes to the stage of divorce, one of you are going to be as petty as possible. I mean, so petty to the point where who gets this shoelace? Who gets this pair of shoes? Who gets this television? Who gets this car? When you think about the materialistic things, one can easily say, hey, listen, we don't want to have the kids go through too much pain. We'll just sell all our assets. We'll just sell out the property. We'll just call it even, Steven. But let's find out how we're going to do the custody with the kids. How are we going to do visitation with the kids? Let's figure that part out. That's more important to us. We're not worried about the 401k, the retirement. Say we're not going to worry about the money. But I'm talking to you from a logical standpoint. This is somebody being logical. These are two married people trying to be logical by saying, like, hey, listen, I'm not going to worry about the finances. Let's figure out what's going to happen with the kids. Let's have a real sit down with the kids and explain to them why, depending on the age, of why exactly we don't want to continue this marriage and we want to have a divorce. So the kids won't suffer, so they can understand. Now, they're still going to suffer a little bit because the dynamic is to be a two-parent household. That's the basis behind it. But a lot of people say, nope, I'm the better parent. it just needs to be me. I can raise this kid by myself. And we have seen this throughout history on both sides, that men and women know that it's difficult to raise a child or multiple children by yourself. So why create that dynamic to do it on your own? Why do that? Why do that? There's no reason behind it. You're making the kid suffer. When you say to yourself that I can do better than the other person, it's not meant to be that way. If you can do better than the other person, you're supposed to have the baby by yourself. You're supposed to conceive a child completely 100,000% on your own. They're called parents for a reason. So when you go to attorneys, it's a standard template for them. You know, most attorneys, they don't even ask you, do you have a prenup? They just go into property, assets, this, that. They go into all the materialistic things. You be like, hey, I got kids. Oh, you got kids? Oh, okay. Well, this is going to take a long time. This is going to be a drawn out battle. Hey, this is what my retainer is. I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably going to cost you about $20,000 when it's all said and done, depending on who you are. Depending on who you are and how much money you have, it's going to cost you a pretty penny to get divorced. Now, there are ways for you to have a pro se divorce, to have legal aid, you know, to do it for free. But when children are involved, it's a different ballgame. If it's just materialistic things, houses, cars, clothes, stuff like that, it's gravy. You technically, to be honest with you, if kids aren't involved in a marriage, you technically speaking, you can get a divorce in a half an hour. Technically speaking. But when children are involved, the state gets involved. We got to find out which one of you two has the most money, which one of you two has the better place, if you will. Which one of you two are more stable? And it often leans towards the woman because, well, she's not stable, but since you left and you gave her the place, we'll let her do this. And you got to go as the man. You got to go figure it out on your own. When you start thinking to yourself like, dog, man, I had planned for this to be like a two income thing. I was trying to do two incomes. I wasn't trying to do it by myself. Because in most cases, when a man separates from the woman and the woman, you know, either or the vice versa, you're still doing the same things you would be doing if you was in a relationship. Not that you're out of the relationship. You're still going to work. You're still making money. You're still buying food for yourself. You're still paying for the car. You're still buying car insurance. You're still doing, but the thing is, you're just not around your kid every day by the end of the day or the beginning of the morning. So again, I ask you, why do kids suffer during a divorce? It's because the parents, one or two of them, or even both of them, are trying to be petty. How dare you say to the mother or even to the father that you're not capable of raising this kid? Unless you have some type of mental issues, you're on like drugs or something like that. If it's just a breakup and it's just a bad breakup, how dare you say to the parent, you're not worthy enough to take care of this child that you helped me bring in? That doesn't make any sense to me. But yet it's happening right now. Right now, somebody's saying that they want a divorce. They can't file because it's the weekend. But right now, somebody's saying they want a divorce. Right now, somebody's going through a 2-year divorce. Right now, 6 years, 20 years. They're just going, it's just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Your kids are grown. You still haven't got a divorce. A lot of times some attorneys will tell you it might be better for you to stay in a marriage. Just separate. Stay married, but separate and go ahead and get it dissolved. There's a lot of hacks to getting a divorce, but a lot of people don't know it because they're not asking. They haven't been through it. They're not, you know, interested in knowing how it goes. But guess what? The kids are suffering while you're going through this. So here you are, unhappy as a man, unhappy as a woman. Your children are having a blast, but you want to leave. And the moment that you decide to leave, your kid's emotional well-being and mental health, that brain of theirs starts to dissolve. They develop issues that happen in the real world while you're trying to be mommy by yourself. You're trying to be daddy by yourself, mainly mommy by yourself. Your child, your daughter, your son is suffering at your hand. Suffering. They don't know which way is up. They don't know right from wrong. Suffering at your hand. Now, granted, you want a divorce, you want a divorce. There's no problem with that. At least I don't see a problem with it. If somebody's unhappy, it's not going well, you're not being treated well, get out of it. Bail. Go try to be better. But you're not focused on the kids, though. You're not focused on the kids. You're too busy focused on what it is, how is my life going to be better? Monkey branching, trying to get to the next person. While all the while your kids are suffering because you can't make a decision on how not to be petty. You want to go for 1,000% custody. The nerve, the audacity of you. You want to go for custody. All because the other person is not doing what you want them to do. They're not living according to your standards. That's what's happening. That's the reason why your kids will suffer. That's the reason why most of your children will become losers. That's the reason why most of your children cannot cope with life, is because you can't cope with your marriage. You can't even figure out how to separate correctly. You're so stuck into your feelings. You're so upset with the fact that somebody wants to leave you, that you're going to make your child or your children suffer with you. And every attorney on the face of this planet, they know it. They know it. They don't like it. There's some very disturbing cases out there for divorce. Extremely disturbing. A lot of people cannot figure out how to separate, how to realize that the materialistic things that you think that you're going over to take from the other person to hurt them, you're hurting the children. Why? You got to go back and forth to court. You got to do counters. You got to do motions. You got to amend things. It's money. It's just everything that you can think of. Any and everything that you can think of is going to happen. And I really wish that some of these attorneys really have honest conversations and really put it out there to the world that what you're doing when you go through your divorce, even though it's granted, it's warranted, stop making your children suffer. Go ahead and talk it out. These conversations can be talked out in one day. All of your stuff, all of your material possessions, you want to file a claim for a divorce, it can be settled in one day. It really can. And when children are involved, it just turns into a different dynamic, because you can't split children like you split a car. So you can split the finances on a car. You can split the finances on the house. You can't split kids in half. So it comes into visitation and custody and all that. So now that's the true work at play. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why this, the government system, if you will, was typically granting women with primary custody, when a lot of the times, if not all of the times, the women were the ones creating the emotional, mental abuse. And I don't think you guys understand what the abuse aspect is. It's the manipulation. It's the brainwashing. How dare you make a child think that the other parent doesn't love them the way that you do? Why should that even be a topic? That shouldn't even be a conversation on either side. And again, you got to understand that there are some extremities here, because the extremities will involve like really mental abuse on a level of drugs are being involved, just the most heinous of crimes, and your children are in the mix. And then you can say that that parent is not good for this particular reason. Other than that, it's a dispute. This person don't love you no more, don't want to be with you no more, can't take it no more. You have no right to say that the other parent is not good enough to take care of the child. It's their kid. And it's been happening to men through the dawn of time. We always get pointed out as if we're the ones that don't care, don't want to do anything, and we can just simply just move on. We can just leave our kid with the mother and not care, and we're just going to move on. And in most cases, as a man, you have no choice but to move on. So you move on and you start your another family and you go through the same rotation again. You go, God, I thought I was doing it right this time. I thought I put up boundaries on this one, but she broke through my boundaries. She broke through the fence and she did the same thing the last one did. You got men and women getting married 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. When the very first divorce, the very first marriage was one of the worst ones. Because once you go through one, you start to figure out, okay, well, I need to do this differently on the second go around. Oh, got to do this different on the third go around. So why would you continue to keep on getting married? Here in the United States, marriage is like a game. Divorce is a game. Divorce is a bigger game for the attorneys. But marriage is a game for people who are looking for love. And what they're looking for primarily, they're looking for somebody to just do what they say when they say do it. And a lot of times you're going to find that you have a man or a woman who's not going to settle for that, because they're better than that. They have their own rules. So why do you want your children to suffer? Why can't you be fair? Why can't you be fair? Why don't you want to be fair? I'll tell you why. The reason you don't want to be fair is because you don't care. You want to prove to everybody on the opposing side that, see, I was the best one. I was the one that was doing this. This is what I was doing. While they was out working, I was at home taking care of the kids. What else do you expect to do? Unless you're going to put your kids in daycare. You know why most people don't do daycare and everything else? It's because they can't afford it. If you're not making a certain amount of money, you can't afford no daycare. What is it going for, like $280, $300 a week? Now, granted, it's worth your kids being watched and looked over for, what, 8, 9 hours out of the day, but that's expensive. So if you're not going to be a housewife and not complain, then go get you a job and help me pay for these bills. We're living in a different type of world. And most of the women will say, well, you're supposed to be the provider. Okay, who says I got to provide an extra $50,000 for you? That's not what we had talked about. That wasn't the agreement. I only make $90,000. You want me to come up with an extra $50,000? Hell, put $100,000 on top of it. I love these conversations when people try to pretend that, well, the man's the provider. You're supposed to take care of me. And all I'm supposed to do is just look pretty. And I mean, I guess pretend to help take care of the baby. And then when I want to get a divorce from you, give me the baby and everything that you was working for. Make it make sense, because that's what's happening. And I don't understand for the life of me, and I'm being serious, I do not understand for the life of me why men keep on going down this same rabbit hole. There is nothing wrong, and I repeat, there is nothing wrong with a woman who is a wife or wanting to be a wife to have a job. You guys got to figure it out. There's nothing wrong with your kid going to daycare if you can figure it out. But you don't have to make your children suffer during your separation, during your divorce. The fact that you two, husband and wife, can't get along with each other, that's on y'all. You got nothing to do with the kids. Nothing to do with the kids. Has everything to do with you. Every single aspect has to do with you and what your mentality is and what you plan on doing. But guess what people do? They get petty. They get petty. Every single time, they get petty. All because you can't figure it out. Because you don't want to be reasonable. You're not trying to ration. But the court system, they make you be reasonable. They make you ration. They make you separate it. The court system will make you do what you don't want to do. And all you have to do is sit down with each other, as upset as you are, and just figure it out. And go to the people, maybe get it notarized and say, hey, this is what it is. Or a lot of cases, let it dissolve, stay separated for whatever the state standard is. Stay separated, have proof of the separation, file the complaint, whatever the complaint may be, but be reasonable with the children when it comes down to the custody. But nope. Somebody wants to take full power, full control of the child. Why? Manipulation, brainwash tactics. You think that the attorneys and the judges don't see that? Do you think what they are impressed by? When they see that both people who filed a claim and a counterclaim want joint custody, they go, oh, shoot. Oh, we got two people trying to work it out. But no, what they see on most of the divorce claims and the counters, we got an asshole want 100% custody from the other parent. Ma'am, seriously? You want 100%. And even in this paperwork, no visitation. You've been married to this man for 13 years. Your kids have been around him for 13 entire years, and you don't want this man to see his own children. Request denied. And a lot of men give up on their kids because they go, man, it's just the money. I'm taking off from work. I can't keep on doing this. If I am trying to provide for you, I need to be at work. So they give in. And the request gets granted to the woman, and now you're on child support, so on and so forth. You're limited on your visitation, and then you say, you know what, man, just forget it. You move on. You don't see your kids for years. And you say, well, if my kid really loves me the way I think that they do, they'll come find me. And when they come find me, I can explain everything to them then. But it's too late. The kids are damaged. They're suffering. It's too late. Your child is trying to figure out, why didn't my daddy come back to save me? Why didn't my daddy come rescue me? No, I was trying to come rescue you, but she put them people in my life. I got to deal with the police, restraining orders, everything else is, yeah. I'm sorry, I couldn't be there for you the way I wanted to, because I wasn't willing to get shot just by seeing you. I wasn't willing to get shot with 1,000 bullets just to come see you for 30 minutes. Although I will fight for you to the ends of the earth, with this situation here, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I tried. And I realized that I'm no good to you dead than I am alive, pretty much. But I would rather be alive, so the time that when it comes and you come looking for me, I can tell you what happened. And hopefully you will understand where I was coming from. Hopefully. But in most cases, it doesn't pan out to be that way. But what we do, we make our kids suffer right along with us. I've covered this in plenty of podcasts. The family murder suicides, the man gets awarded joint custody, just joint custody. Look, joint custody. It's already the same when you're married anyway. It's joint custody. The court awarded joint custody, the same custody privileges he had without the court system. The judge awards joint custody, and then the woman goes and kills the child and herself, all because the man had got joint custody, which was probably like a weekend. The judge honored the stipulations. You can go out of town, take them to see the other side of the family. But the woman says, nope, that's not going to work for me. There's a video out there, a disturbing video, where it says it's Jermaine's fault. It's always Jermaine's fault. He got awarded joint custody. She killed her own child and blamed the man, that it was his fault that she killed the child because he got awarded joint custody. The man probably can only see his kid, what, 8 times out of 30 days, three, four, five weekends, 2 days out of the week. So you take your child's life because until the child turns 18, you don't want this man to see the kid for 2 days out of the week. So you make your child suffer at your hands. That's what you're doing. You would rather kill your child for them to be happy and go eat a Happy Meal or some hot dogs or a slice of pizza or go to the movies or go to Chuck E. Cheese. You would rather kill your kid for that and make him suffer. No longer be here anymore, because the father, the biological father, the man who gave you the seed so he can see his kid, you would rather take the child out. Do you know how many times that has happened throughout history? I can tell you right now, it's happened over 10,000. And it doesn't make any sense. Makes sense to them at the time. Doesn't make no sense to me reading it on paper, hearing about it in the news. And you hear more women doing it than men. The man is going through the legal procedures to do it the correct way. All right, well, she's not trying to be reasonable with me. She's not trying to work it out. I got to go ahead and file for divorce. I got to go ahead and file for custody. I got to go ahead and put myself on child support. I got to go ahead and do all this other type of stuff, spending thousands of dollars in order to just see my kid for a couple of hours, for a couple of days. And then when the courts award that I have joint custody, you want to take out my whole family. And yourself. It's been happening forever. Facebook, we're going to say goodbye to you guys. That's the end of the podcast for y'all. Been happening forever. Since the beginning of time. The absolute beginning of time. And that's what we deal with. We deal with it every day. All because somebody wants to keep the kid to themselves. Erase the other parent. I want to make sure you don't exist. And you start to realize, why are you trying to, like, what's the point? What's the point of that? What's the point of you trying to make sure I don't exist? Please help me understand. 1 second. Help me. Oh, maybe I can't do that. I was trying to fix it. Help me understand. Why don't you want me to be with my kid? Please help me understand that. And if it makes sense to me, I'll leave it be. But there's not a man on the face of this planet that understands that that's the right thing to do. Not one. There is no man on this planet that really wants to agree to that if he can help it. Because when you're going through your divorce, you start to realize, like, hey, man, I'm still doing the same thing I was doing when I was married to your ass. I'm still making time the way I need to. It's just not the way you want me to. And the court system will show you very clearly that you two don't own each other. Hell, you don't even own your kids. We make the rules. We put these rules in place. And this is a system that's been proven for years. It's been proven for years. Y'all bear with me. Let me clean the screen off real quickly. It's been proven for years. They know that Joe's stubborn ass is going to fight to the end because that's who you are. You think that you're so much better than the other parent. And they know the stories are already. They already know the stories. They know one of you, which one of you two are lying? They know. They can hear it. They can hear it in the story. Okay, which one of these two are lying? Okay, this is the one that's lying. All right, yeah. No, we hear that. Oh, that's what they did? Yeah, sure. And what did you do? You know, in a conversation, when you're going through a divorce, they can tell that when one person just blames it all on the other person, that you're the corporate, you're the shit starter. And see, in most cases, if you're being logical and reasonable, you start taking accountability. Well, man, I was doing this. I was coming in late. But then when I came in late, she would do this and she would throw stuff and she would argue. So they can hear who's reasonable. They know who's rational. They know that person. And they go to the other person. It was him. He did this. It was always this and this and that. I did everything perfect. And go, ma'am, this is 2023. We've been in the court system for about a good 500 years. We've heard this story before. As a matter of fact, if you look at Brown versus this, we've heard this before. These scenarios happen to people every single year. Not even every month, every year. I'm just giving you the short version of it. This stuff happens all the time. But you would rather make your children suffer doing your divorce, going through your separation, all because you're trying to prove to who that you're right when God sees your heart. God sees your heart. You may fool the people, but God is like, he's measuring your heart saying, oh, okay. Oh, you want to take the kid? Okay, yeah, go ahead. I'm going to allow you to do it. I want to see, let me grab some popcorn. I want to see how far you're going to go with this. I want to see how far to the ends of the earth you're going to go with this same story. I want to see how you do this. This is very interesting. I want to see how this plays out. Because make me understand why you feel how you became the author and the omega of your life when I'm the one who gave you life. It's my breath in you. So let me see how you play this out. Let me see how this plays out for you. All you got to do is look at a news headline. You got people willing to kill their children so the daddy won't get a chance to see them. The same daddy who was there from the get-go. I'm talking about men who were there to cut the umbilical cord. Men who let the woman, by the way, let the baby touch her. Okay, they bonded. Couple seconds, minute, whatever. Give it to the daddy. Woman, she damn near about to pass out. She just pooped out. She's so tired. Daddy holding the baby. He in there in the hospital. Y'all in there for 2-3 days. That guy. The guy who was there. The guy who got the mortgage, a 30-year mortgage on a home. The guy who's financing the car for 2-4 years. 2-4 cars. That guy. That's the man that you say, no, I can't make this work out with you. We're talking about the guy who can go on tour, who's a celebrity, making multi-millions of dollars. Now she's unhappy. She wants to take the kids away. Kids 2-3 years old. We're talking about that guy. All of a sudden, you feel like it's in your best interest to take the kid from the husband. The guy who provided everything that you need and say, you know what? I want half of what he have, and I want all the possession of the children. That's the man I'm talking about. That's who this is happening to. And all of a sudden, you just so happen to be the best parent in the world. You're the only one that can take care of the child. You're the only protector. When there are men who will work, who weigh 200-400 pounds, that can run up on you, snatch your kid, put them in trafficking, and then what? And you're the best provider. You're the sole protector. You want primary custody. And then have the audacity not to tell the father that the kid is sick. You know how many, do you know how many children passed away without a father even knowing that the child was in the hospital? Didn't even know they had a visit. Do you know how many times mothers have buried their children and the father didn't even know? Those are the type of people I'm talking about that make their children suffer. Now, granted, there are some men who don't want to have nothing to do with y'all. Nothing to do with the kids, nothing to do with you, nothing to do with nothing. I'm not talking about those dudes. I'm talking about the dudes who don't want to make their kids suffer. Who realize that, you know what, if I don't be in your life, you're going to turn out to be a reject. You're going to turn out to be a failure. And you're going to try to blame everything on me. I'm not going to let you blame everything on me. I'm going to be there. I'm going to teach you how to be responsible. I'm going to show you how to walk this life. But one thing you're not going to do, you're not going to blame me for staying in something that I was unhappy in. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow you to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how this world works. And this is a part of it. People separate all the time. People come and go all the time. It has nothing to do with you. You're not the problem. You're just a part of the equation. But I'm going to take you out of this equation. I'm going to remove you from over here because I'm done subtracting that part. And we're going to add up these other things. And this is what the real number is. Happening every day to a lot of people. But again, this is what we do when we make our kids suffer. So the reason that children, your kids, if you will, suffer during a divorce is because the parents don't want to reconcile what's the proper thing to do, which is to sit down and say, okay, well, we can't work it out. This is what the difference is. You guys don't need to know all the extra stuff, but mom is going this way. Dad is going this way. This is the time that we're going to split up. We're going to agree to it. I'm going to be away. And you just, you live life that way. But no, that doesn't work. They want to bring in the court system, bring in the judge. Let's bring in the judge and the police. They make it worse. They're going to show you how it really works. And they're going to see through your lies. They're going to see through your deceit. And I'm glad the rules are changing for men. I'm glad. I'm glad that in some states it defaults to joint custody. A man's been there. Leaving the house to the woman, she gets to stay there. He got to go find another place or either go live with family. He got to start all over. He got to act like nothing ever happened in front of his kid. While all the while you got all the glory, you still get to do your little thing. You're going to get your little alimony, your spousal support, your child support. You're just going to, and then go get with another guy. It's happening right now. Happening right now. Right now. We do this every single time. Why do kids suffer during divorce? It's because the two parents, at least one of them, just simply don't want to work it out. Anyway, I'm your host, Darshawn McWay. Thank you guys so much for your time. Hopefully we get to catch you guys on the next go around. Check me out on wildpodcast.me. Until next time, peace.